All right. Now, which video is it that you're wanting to?
Just the one I'm in, which I believe was number, I think it's the top left-hand corner, one.
A live-streamed address by Thomas David House of Deegan averting a future Holocaust?
If that's what it's titled on there, yeah.
49 minutes and 35 seconds, yep. Where you just discuss filing a mandamus and go over websites that gives addresses and ask people to call the Supreme Court, things like that.
You're flaunting over it. I mean, it's in rebuttal to his statement that my filings mean that I'm a sovereign citizen or in the sovereign movement, and I'm showing the actual process of an action in a court that's recognized by the state of West Virginia, the Supreme Court of Appeals.
Okay. What's the state's position?
I'm not exactly sure what he's trying to show here. The testimony of the officer was that those were his words, and he described some things that the defendant did that he viewed as anti-government. I don't believe that this filing and going on for 49 minutes about motions and that does anything to impeach the witness further than what he already would have.
Anything else you want to say, Mr. Deegan?
He gave several answers to the filings. That's why I kept trying to tie him down, because at first it was other filings. Then when he played the clip, it was those filings mentioned in there that haven't nobody seen. But before he said the ones that I'd filed, he specifically said the ones in the Supreme Court. And so he brought that subject matter in. And I'm just trying to show that what I did was a complaint that you have every right to file in a court in the government that's here right now. If you have a problem, you are supposed to go to court with it, and that's where the matter is adjudicated. And there's nothing anti-government or sovereign citizen. I mean, if it was anti-government, why would I take it to a court?
And I don't see how this video is rebuttal of that. The motion to admit, I think it's defendant's exhibit one, is denied. Can you have the witness step back in? Let's have the jury, please. You may proceed.
All right, may I approach the witness?
You may.
Okay. Okay, I'm handing you defense exhibit marked exhibit 2. Do you recognize this?
Yes, this is the disc of phone interviews, phone conference calls with Steve Gronka. So I put with Gronka on here.
Okay, and can you? And so you did this yourself. You took the files and put them on the disc yourself.
Correct. I downloaded them. They were on the website, and then I put them on this disk.
Can you tell if they've been modified or altered in any way?
No, they were not modified from the website. However, when I did download them from the site where the conference call was, I sometimes did what's called normalization and stuff to make the sound. You know, I tweaked the sound, but I didn't change anything.
So it would still be the full length of what you downloaded. The only thing you did was try to make it.
If there was some loud noises or distortions or something, I might have taken those out. But other than that, it was just to make it listenable.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would move for admission of Defense Exhibit 1 or Exhibit 2.
I'll object as to relevance.
How is this relevant?
This is the conference call 1 week after the one that the state has played.
Okay.
And it is talking about re-clarifying the previous call.
I have an objection to that, Your Honor. It would be a legal discussion with the court, though.
Yes, with the jury.
I don't want to make this argument in front of the jury since we haven't gone over jury instruction or anything, but the code is clear that whether the threat was intended or not intended at the time it was made has no bearing. So if the threat was made, whether it was intended or not doesn't mean anything. So if this conference call, I mean, I don't know what is said on it, but if he's trying to say that they're re-clarifying, saying that they didn't mean these things, that has no bearing on this case and no relevance because at the time these things were said, the threats were made. So from a pure legal standpoint, no matter what he tries to say they were meant afterwards, whether they didn't intend it at the time that it was made a week earlier, wouldn't be relevant for purposes of this matter.
Mr. Higgins?
And I would argue that they have no evidence of a threat at this point. What they had was a discussion amongst a group of people.
No. Why is this relevant?
Exactly as I said, that this is a week later. Same conference call, same group that was having discussions. I mean, I have discussions going back to the beginning of August. This was a weekly educational and discussion meeting, and they're taking one call out of context. And so I'm just trying to show the week after, just to show that this was a weekly discussion and educational process amongst private persons.
We had 2.5 hours to listen to what kind of context those statements were made, and I believe the jury has plenty of information to determine whether or not they view those statements as a threat. You know, once again, the code states with or without the intent to commit said terrorist act. If he comes the next week, I don't know what's said, but if he comes the next week and says, you know, we didn't mean those things, I don't think that has any bearing or any relevance on this case. And again, I believe the jury has more than enough information to determine whether or not those statements were terrorist threats in their minds. And in addition, I believe this disc contains, if it were to be admitted, it contains a lot more than just one conference call that would be missed. admitted into evidence, which are absolutely not relevant.
How many conference calls were on it?
This is a weekly thing with them. There's probably 10 or 12. I would move to exclude the rest. I'm just looking for the one. It was the 21st of September. And it's actually just I only spoke, looks like, about 17 and a half minutes total. It's one clip. That's it on that one.
So you just want to play your statements on it?
Because it's a 2-hour and 45-minute call. You're talking to hundreds of people. It was a weekly discussion call.
Has that been provided in discovery?
Yeah,
I believe I received it. I could be wrong.
I don't remember receiving
Monday, maybe Friday.
Receiving that?
Oh no, actually, I received that this disc. What was it? Yesterday evening? I believe yesterday evening, or it would have been the first day. So
Tuesday.
All right, Tuesday evening.
Okay, so did I receive it so that I could listen to it?
I don't believe so,
Mr. Deegan.
I'm not sure on that.
Mr. Oshway?
I don't believe so, Judge.
Because you want me to play something to a jury that I don't know what's on it. Well, I'm not going to play something to the jury that I don't know what's on it.
Okay.
Sir, there's no question pending. What's the date? How can I try to listen to this over lunch?
It's the one marked the 21st of September, and it starts at approximately 20 minutes, 30 seconds, and runs roughly to 38 minutes.
Okay. Perhaps the best thing to do is to go ahead and recess at this point for lunch, and let me listen to it. Is there anything else that I might need to listen to over lunch?
I was just getting ready to ask you if I could provide that. There was a call from an Aaron Dankins on 7/15/15, and that goes towards the complaint there where he's quoting, "We are at war." This is the explanation of that statement, because I do a weekly educational thing, and what they're doing is pulling one call out of a weekly progression of education. And I believe it's about 1 hour and 12 minutes.
And have I been given a copy of that?
It was handed to him.
Handed it to the prosecutor.
When I got it, that's all I could do, because I asked him. He said he would hand it to him and that he would make the copies.
That the state would make the copies?
Yeah, because all I had was the copies that were sent to me.
Mr. Oshway, you're making the state make copies for you?
I asked Mr. Rogers if he would make a copy of that disc. Or there's two discs overnight.
And I made a copy, Your Honor. I wasn't aware I was to give one to the court.
And what's on this other one?
This is the background to the "We Are at War" statement that has been played multiple times now from that conference call.
All right, well, mark it, if you would, please. That's going to be defendants 3.
Is it? Are we up to three? I believe so, yes.
Did I get a date of that?
Aaron?
Which one you're trying to use?
Aaron?
Yeah.
Or Gronka?
Exhibit number three.
7:15. 2015. I think it says dash 7:15-15, I believe, is probably what it has.
Anything else?
Not audio.
Is this the only two things then?
Audio wise?
I didn't say audio. I just
I have the Emergency Banking Relief Act and the Trading with the Enemy Act. And then as a rebuttal to his statements on the filings, I have the case file from the Supreme Court filing.
I don't understand this rebuttal to the filings. I mean, he admitted that there was filings with the Supreme Court.
I know, but he said that was the basis in the complaint for him saying sovereign citizen.
Right.
Right, and I'm trying to rebut those statements to the jury because it's showing that it's just a normal complaint that an average person could take to court. I mean, he's making it out like I'm doing extraordinary things in these courtrooms.
Okay.
And he also brought up the formatting or something, and this follows the formatting the best that we understood.
You don't need the whole file, you just need the complaint, right?
I have the whole thing here because I didn't want anybody to say that I was trying to hide something. I have every filing in it that we did. I excluded what other persons did because I can't make copies of someone else's document and certify it. I can only certify what I had a hand in.
What's the state's position on stage three, the 7:15-15?
The state objects. It's the quote, "We are at war," is from the conference call, which is why we're here, and the jury's been able to hear that. I don't think there's any relevance, especially listen to an hour-long interview that was given 2 months prior to this conference call, which is an issue here.
All right, bring the jury back in. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a good time for us to take our noon recess. We will resume this afternoon at 1:30, so I would ask that each of you be back here shortly before 1:30 this afternoon. Again, I want to caution you not to gather any information about this case from any source outside of this courtroom, and that means, of course, the media, that at least, like newspapers, TV, but also any media in terms of anything on the internet, things like that. So with that, we will see you at 1:30 this afternoon. All right. Did you mark that other disc, number three?
Exhibit three, yeah.
Okay, and then...
You want me to mark these as four and five?
Yeah, if you would. Just so that we can keep them properly identified. And can I have them, please? I don't need one, but I need two, three, four, and five.
We'll bring them to you. Mm-hmm.
And do you have anything else, I mean, in terms of that I might need to see so I can try to get it all done over the lunch hour?
No.
Okay. All right, jury's cleared to four. We're in recess to 1:30.